Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to officially call this September meeting for the Board of Directors of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter to order. And again, before we get started with the roll call, there's two things. One, please log in to the website. It's uberconference.com/WVU PICAP. And we're going to be sharing some documents. And right now, if you are on there, you can see the agenda for the meeting. And we're waiting for some other people to join in there. And before, again, I ask for roll to be called, I just want to officially welcome our new Chief Operating Officer, Chris Barney Denson. He goes by Barney. And he is, I put the email out to everybody, but I just want to reiterate a couple things. First of all, he's one of the nicest guys that Alpha Rho's ever produced. Genuinely, I say that, and sincerely I say that. I just like this guy since the first day we recruited him when I was a senior, and glad as hell we got him. He is smart as hell. He's an attorney. He's assisted the Housing Corporation on some legal matters in the last several years. And again, we're lucky as hell to have him join us, and I'm really looking forward to his work on the Strategic Planning Committee. So welcome, Barney. Welcome, welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Thanks, man. How much do I owe you for that introduction again? I can't remember.
Barney doesn't feel bad. He says that about each one of us. All he does is plug in the name.
That's not true, guys. Come on. That's not true. All right. Mr. Brother Secretary John, would you please call roll?
Absolutely. Tom Begley, present. Chief Operating Officer.
Chief Executive Officer, present.
Sorry about that. Called word for a reason, right? Matt Loffman, yeah. Executive Vice President.
He will be joining. I texted him.
Chris Benson, VP, Chief Operating Officer.
Present.
Welcome aboard, Barney. Patrick Folio, Treasurer,
Thank
Chief
you.
Financial Officer. All right. VP, Chief Information Officer.
I'm here.
Craig Winkleman, VP Fundraising.
Hey, I just checked in. Be here for about 10 minutes.
Thank you. Jordan Feathers, VP Chief Risk Officer.
He's on vacation. He won't be attending the call today.
Got it. Patrick Farley, Member at Large.
Here.
I know we had Anthony Grayley. Anthony, you with us?
Here.
And did I forget? Did I forget anybody? Did I forget?
Yes, Patrick, there's a couple other.
Patrick's joined.
Like that. Sorry, I'm looking at our call-in list here. Jimmy Holmes with us?
Yes.
For calling. And Eric Baldwin, are you with us?
Eric is not.
Okay.
And DJ, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here. What was that website
again? It is Uber Conference, like the car company Uber, uberconference.com/WVU PICAP.
Okay.
Laffa will be joining us. Is there anyone else that that is with us that we did not call so we can get them into the record? Okay, great. Thanks, John. Minutes, who just joined?
It's Matt.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I just want to let you know that the there was another conference number that I was waiting on.
Was that the
associated with the Uber conference, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Sorry about
Next
that.
Month we'll be going with that one.
All right, cool.
Okay, well, okay. Can I have the reading of last month's meeting or a motion to dispense of the reading?
I'd like to move to dispense with the reading of last month.
Is that Jason?
Yes.
Can I have a second, please?
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, dispense of the meeting minutes and move into the officer reports. Our first report comes from our member at large, Patrick.
I've been working on the history that we have been trying to put together. We did have a conference call with Brother Begley and myself, Jay Morano and Giles Davison down in Dallas, trying to put collective brain cells together to remember the mid-70s, a very difficult task at best. And we got some good info down, and I'm putting that into writing, and I'm hopefully by the end of this month going to have something back over to Tom for that.
Okay, great. While we're on that topic, anyone, and I would encourage people to go out and take a look at that, and later on in the meeting, Jason's going to kind of walk through how to review this. Please take a look at it and add an update and edit the document from when you were in school, because we really do need the input. Again, what we're trying to do here is making sure that this history project and the written history is as accurate as possible, so that we have a full and complete record for this point from where we started to where we are right now, and then we will continually update that on a once every 5-year basis. So please feel free to share in that project.
Tom and Pat, is that on the website for everybody's benefit? Is that the best place to go see that history website?
We're going to show you where to find that later in the call. Jason, just make a note when you get to that part to please show where that is too.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to, Patrick, is there anything more that you have?
No, other than the ad hoc things I respond to when you send them to me.
Okay, great. Perfect. Thank you very much. Jason, I'm sorry, Jordan is on vacation this week. Good for him. So he does not have a report. Craig, fundraising. Craig, you still with us?
Take your phone off mute, Craig.
I know he was going to drop off. I wonder if he's already had to drop off. Okay. Well, I'm going to just put that back. I have a lot of thoughts on that and what work we've done on that already, and I'll hit that during my meeting, but I know that Craig had been doing some work on that. Next report, our Chief Information Officer, Jason.
Yes, sir. I'll just start with where we're at. We've been working on the website. I'm working with Eric Baldwin, who's volunteered to be our webmaster, on getting software to make it a lot more immersive, just a more professional site. We think we've got it narrowed down to Adobe Dreamweaver, which will be a chunk of what our budget was set aside. So we're looking at that right now, doing a trial run. For now, for our purposes, we're not going to change the website for the next month or so, because we've got everything live. All the donation links are up there, which will be live by the end of the week. Our goal with Eric and I are to go live. We're thinking Founders Day, just rolled out in December. We'll blast social media, say, hey, the new site's up. That gives us enough time to get dues in, to not disrupt it with the traffic flow, and for us to really get a good site. The one thing I'll ask from everybody, if there's anything you think should be on the site, anything you want on the site, email myself. I'll forward it to Eric, because that's kind of where we're at now. We know what we want, but you know, there's a dozen things we could probably add. We just can't think of it. So let us know what you want and how you'd like it to work, and we can take it from there.
Yeah, can I just add just quickly to that? And that point includes the regional leaders. Make sure that you're communicating anything that you want, not only through the Facebook pages, but through Jason, so that he can get that onto the website.
Yeah, we'll get regional pages set up, and I think Eric made a great move. He created a regional group. I went ahead and created the other three. I'll get with Tom here. I'll invite all the leaders there. You'll be admins. You know, post your stuff there. If you've got anything you want to share with the whole group, an update, hey, this is going down, let me know. I'll get it on Facebook, Twitter. I'll get it out there. I can do bulk emails. I'm working on getting email lists set up for each regional group too, so I can get those to you guys to send out. So, I mean, the bulk of what I've been doing, I've been working with Tom in national office on getting our database current. I've got everything current up until the most recent guys that we need to figure out who should be on disciplinary, who can be active as an alumni, and I'm sure Tom will go into that. But that's where I've been spending the bulk of my time. We're moving now to the website, and then if Tom would like, I can go and kind of go over the different things we're accessing on the Google Drive.
Just wait for that. I'll prompt you during my report.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, the big thing I'm working on is, since obviously we're going to be doing a lot of stuff remotely, I'm working on ways we can make that easier. This Uber conference is one of those. We're probably going to upgrade $10 a month. We'll get a 304 dial-in number, so it'll be a local number, no PIN needed. Video conferencing will be available for a limited number of people. So if you guys want to have a one-off call with three or four guys for regional, you'll have access to this. Same thing with this Alpha Row history, this alumni checklist, all of that. So if anybody has any ideas, hey, it'd be nice if we could do this, let me know. I'll look into it. I mean, it's 2015. It'd be nice to do. I'm sure somebody thought of a solution. I'm happy to look into it and work it into my budget if it needs to be paid for. But other than the other docs, we'll do that here when Tom brings it up. Basically where I'm at right now. So anybody
Great.
Got any questions or anything?
Just to make the point, one of the things that Jason's doing on a monthly basis is he's updating the contact list with the national office. And just to let you guys know, I went through and scrubbed the database from approximately AP 650 down because there's a lot of inconsistencies. There were some people that were listed as inactive but in good standing when they should have been listed as on disciplinary alumni status, and I know this. Part of the trouble we're having, and I should have a report back next week, was anyone that was active in the fall of 14 or spring of 15 is considered to be on disciplinary alumni status if they weren't already expelled. So I am working on that definitive list to try to get who exactly that is. If someone graduated spring of 14, technically they are in good standing unless, again, they owed money to either the Housing Corporation or the undergraduate chapter, which we'll be getting that report. So we'll have that updated. And the reason why this is important is because, again, we're going to make sure that our events are attended by and the benefits of membership are afforded to those that are in good standing. And we've worked hard to get to that point, and I want to make sure that we're doing the right thing and making sure that our records are accurate and indicate that. Okay, any questions there? Okay, let's move on. Patrick, your report, please. Treasurer's report, Chief Financial Officer.
A mute button for a reason.
all right, so I have been working on updating a few things. First, one Morgantown, so that's been confirmed. It's been paid for the next year, so we can start using that officially as of today. Trying to get our and we have a lot of forms we need to come up with that we don't have.